You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for us to report on what is trending. What's going on out there? I'm saying I'm probably the last person in America who would ever watch the CMA Awards. But now they've announced that not only will Luke Bryan be back as a host, is he Luke Bryan going to be back to host those Country Music Association Awards? But he's going to have a partner this time, none other than former Bronco Peyton Manning.
I'm loving this. I am loving it. November 9th, right? I think that's when it's going to be on.
So
I'm watching
Peyton,
it.
Peyton would actually be one of the better hosts of any
Absolutely.
Show.
He's just so goofy.
Why is he so universally loved? And I admit, I'm one of those. I love the guy.
He's just got this dry sense of humor, and he's just a big cuddly bear, and he's funny. Oh,
he's self-deprecating. Awesome. I think I like that about him.
Yeah, there's that too.
Anyway, he's going to be one of the hosts of the CMAs. Speaking of country music, look at Dom on country music here. When Naomi Judd sadly passed away, she left a will that apparently completely shuts out her daughters Winona and Ashley Judd. She did not leave them anything in her $25 million estate.
Oh, man.
The two women have yet to make an official comment. Sources are saying that they are quite upset.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
Naomi's husband of 33 years is the executor of this will. He has been given full authority and discretion over her assets without the approval of any court.
Oh.
The will was made back in 2017. I don't know, Jeremy. $25 million and she shuts out her kids. Do you smell something kind of fishy in all this?
Something's going on. Some bad blood there.
Man. You know, I still say my goal is to... what's the old saying? Your very last check you ever write in your life will bounce because you time it so that your funds run out right at the very end.
Right, yeah.
I know a lot of people, their goal, you know, is to leave millions to their children. I'm like, I taught my son to fend for himself. He's doing pretty well. I think I'm going to try to spend most of it.
There you go. Pull up.
In my golden Naomi. Years. I didn't get left anything. You're probably going to get left a big old chunk, though.
Oh, fingers crossed. Yeah.
I mean, really, just talking here, you'll probably be get left a pretty sizable chunk of cash.
I don't know. Time,
God forbid.
Time will tell,
I guess.
I don't
want this to happen for decades.
Yeah, time will tell. It's Nikki's dad I'd rather have kick off. Come on.
Hey.
He's loaded.
You guys are going to be pretty well covered on both sides.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
So anyway, that's going on. What else is... I got nothing else.
Nothing?
What else? Oh, the Rockies. Who cares? They lost again. What else is trending?
Well, here's Jer on Sports. Beginning at 10 a.m. today, Ticketmaster is going to release 2,000 half-price tickets for each regular season Broncos home game here in 2022. And naturally, these things go, you know, super quick. And with Russell Wilson at the helm this year... they're going to go even faster. So all I'll say is good luck. These are going to be...
Why are they doing
these
this?
These are going to be hard to get. You bet, Dom. I don't know. They just... It was a news story this morning. I guess just get more people to the games. I don't know. Fun little promotion to get people to go to the Ticketmaster website. I don't know. But it's going to go fast. I was reading about how people are going to have like multiple browsers open across multiple monitors in front of them. Trying to score these
so
tickets.
So it'll crash the system or something?
It probably will crash, but, you know, good luck this morning. We failed to talk about this yesterday, but maybe you haven't heard. Starting yesterday, people are going to be able to hop on an RTD bus or train for free. They're offering free rides for the entire month of August. It's the Zero Fare Better Air Initiative that's going on right now. I guess there was a grant program set up to pay for the cost to cover everybody riding everything for free. Two goals behind this is just to get people back on public transportation again, which kind of fizzled out during the pandemic. And then the second, get people out of their cars and cut down on ozone pollution. Denver's ranked as one of the most polluted cities by the American Lung Association for its ozone issues. So we got that brown cloud going on here. So
yeah, you can look out our studio window.
I'm
going to
look out right now. Yeah,
sometimes.
It looks a little thick right now, actually. So get yourself on
a
train.
I'm a big fan of our light rail, too. I mean, I used to ride light rail to baseball games and concerts. And so I like light rail.
I rode it for years going down to the Auraria campus for college. Years and years, every single day, you know, riding that train down. And yeah, it's good. It's convenient. This list out this morning that we were kind of laughing about a little bit ago, it says everybody has a celebrity that they can't stand, and there's usually good reason for it, but have you ever found yourself just sitting there thinking about a famous person, and you're like, I can't stand them, but I don't really know why. There's just something about them that I don't like.
Some vibe.
It made me sad because Adam Sandler made the list. He was down there at number six. How come nobody likes him? Richard Dreyfuss is on there. What? Is he still alive? Lizzo, Gwyneth Paltrow was on the list. The Kardashians, I kind of get that one. The top three, though, Bieber came in at number one. And that's so true. So many people don't like him, and I don't really know
why. What did he
why.
Ever do?
I don't know. Maybe just because you feel like he was kind of a spoiled kid growing up, or he had too much too soon. I don't know. Harry Styles came in at number two.
What did he do?
And then most of the Friends cast came in at number three. Most of. I want to know who they didn't include.
Who got a hall pass?
Probably, what's her face? Jennifer Aniston. She was probably the one.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, everyone seems to like her. So anyway, that's kind of a funny list going around this morning. Michael Keaton is in trending this morning because, you know, he was like the OG Batman back in the day, back in 89, right? After the other guy. What was his name? Adam West, yes. Anyway, Michael Keaton, he's the original Batman to me. But this story's out this morning talking about, you know, he was in Batman and he's going to be appearing again in, what was it, The Flash or something like that coming up. And he was saying, I've actually never even seen any of these superhero movies all the way through. He's like you. He's seen bits and pieces, and he's basically just saying, I'm too busy to sit down and watch all that. Even though I'm like an iconic comic book character, I don't have time for that. There's finally a trailer out this morning for the Spirit Halloween, the movie, coming out. It's based on the Spirit Halloween stores, which, side note, I saw a banner on the one down by my house. They open in 2 days.
No kidding.
2 days on August 4th.
Early August.
Early
Halloween
August,
sales.
You can get in and start getting your Halloween costume ready. Isn't that crazy?
What are you going to be this year?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. Multiple people have been posting pictures, too, where they're outside, like, King Soopers and Safeway, and they've got the Halloween displays up. The pumpkins out, little Halloween decorations, fall flowers. My gosh, man. It's crazy. This is a crazy story this morning. This says you can learn to do almost anything by watching YouTube videos. And some guy was watching a YouTube video about how to give himself a nose job. Some guy in Brazil ended up in the ER last month because he was wanting to do an at-home rhinoplasty. That sounds fun. As you'd expect, doctors are saying, don't do this. You can kill yourself. You're going to jack up your nose and it's going to get all infected.
All
he
the
used
details.
Some stuff from like a vet to dull the pain.
Yeah,
did
the
surgery on himself.
Of what he did are flat out grisly.
He didn't use gloves. He didn't clean the wound. Says he was trying to make his nose thinner. He stitched himself up afterwards, and he also used super glue to close the wound.
That's the one smart thing he did.
Oh, sounds horrible. It might be time to bring back that segment that we've done a couple times, but it's been a while. The whole, what did you learn to do because of YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'll make a note.
Nose job. We can put nose job at the top of the list. Vasectomy. I don't know. I watched a lot of YouTube to finish my basement, so it comes in handy. This story about cookies is trending this morning. I guess Thursday is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and a new poll for it said their chocolate chip cookies are still our favorite type of cookie out there. Top five, chocolate chip, peanut butter, double chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, and shortbread. I like a good shortbread cookie. Average American eats about 21 cookies a month. I will say I had about 6 cookies, chocolate chip cookies, over the past 3 days or so. Because we bought the pack from Costco, the chocolate chip ones. Oh my God, it's heaven.
I finally had to ask Gretsch to just stop making her oatmeal chocolate chip. Mm, it's like, man. you've got to stop.
Mm.
Just stop.
Sounds good.
Her plot to kill me continues.
I do love this stat. 41% of us think that we've had enough cookies in our lifetime to call ourselves a, quote, cookie expert.
Sure.
You need to eat about 319 cookies before you can call yourself a cookie expert. And 61% of people say that they can, that a good cookie can turn your whole day around.
Mm-hmm.
Grandpappy died. Ah, give me that cookie. It's no big deal. Everything's fine. And then here's your Fat America. There's a new seasoning blend coming out that makes everything taste like Snickers. The Mars Candy Company partnered with a condiment brand for it. Each jar is filled with about 7 ounces of Snickers in powdered form. So you can sprinkle it on like ice cream or milkshakes, pancakes, or cinnamon or French toast.
I would try all of
them. Oh, my God. That sounds really good. Put a little on a hamburger, hot dogs, do whatever you want. Yeah, I'd eat that. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I just celebrated 18 years at this gig yesterday at this here radio station, Mix 100. This guy puts me to shame. It's America's longest serving mailman. Just celebrated 70 years on the job. Old Dang. Johnny Bell worked at Oklahoma City his whole career. He's in his 90s now, but he started in the 50s. He made $1.81 an hour, Dom. That's big money. He still sorts and delivers all the mail. He can retire whenever he wants, but he's like, I'm not going to do it. I just still love the Postal Service.
Really cool. I saw a photo of him, and he doesn't even look like he's in his 90s.
At all, but you know, he's staying active and still working.
I think staying active and continuing to work has kept him young.
Absolutely. He just looks so happy and jolly, much like Peyton Manning. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.